episode 1980, I'm practically a dinosaur.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I don't know about you, but I am jumping up and down because it's Friday. Yay! Yes, it is. You made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. There is so much going on, but I want you to take a deep breath because you made it through the week, and now you're going to hit the weekend. So, without further ado, I'm practically a dinosaur. Are you shouting that out? For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I just want to give you a reminder, if you have not listened to episode 1979, or some would like to say 1979. Oh, was that a good year? It is a conversation with Sherry Rigby. And I really want to encourage you to take a moment and go listen to it. It's really got a lot of gold in it, and I think it will truly bless you. So I just wanted to encourage you to do that. I know things can get really kind of crazy. And sometimes, yeah, with an everyday podcast, sometimes we have to put things aside. So I want to make sure you listen to that one and hear it out. Okay, so let's move to Confession Day. I don't know where you are, but as your children age, you start to become ancient. I'm practically a dinosaur. Where does the time go and how can you stay current? You know, this weekend we are celebrating our youngest child's big day. Oh yeah, it's G-Man's life celebration. He is turning the big 1-6. Now I know most of the time it's sweet 16 and you think more girls, but it's the big 1-6. We no longer have little ones in this house. He's our baby. He's number 5 of 5 and we are truly excited. But with all of that comes a huge question. Why is it that when our children age, we feel ancient? You know, life has changed drastically since he was born. As I was on my way to take care of some errands, I was reminiscing about what life was like back then. It wasn't that crazy. You know, I was homeschooling the children then. There were cell phones, better than what they were when I had our first child, our little girl, that were literally like the size of our head. Well, they became about the size of a bigger palm. And so that was beneficial. Texting was not big. Computers, yes, existed. So that was a good thing. But they were not as prominent still as what they are today. And so I was just, you know, going back in my head thinking about where I was, you know, in the hospital and when he was born and stuff that was used and what was going on during that time. And then I really began thinking about how important it is for us as parents, mentors, and as leaders in our community to stay current. Now, that doesn't mean you have to give up your history and traditions just because other generations are. I hear these complaints all the time. Oh, well, you know, they're just willing to give this up and they don't want to do this. Okay, we're not going to get into that nitty gritty, but it's important to know and to understand what your child hears. It's important to know and to understand what your child sees and how your child engages in life throughout his or her years. You have to stay at the forefront in order to know what's happening on the home front. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stay at the forefront. This is not an easy task. And in actuality, it is very complicated because of how much is involved. Life is changing every single day. For instance, let's take getting a tablet. When is the best time to introduce a tablet to your child? Now, for me, we didn't have tablets all the way back then when they were little itty bitty. But you know what? If you were to look at all the research, talk to all your friends, and then speak to your personal experts like a doctor and a counselor or a teacher, you'll probably get 20 different answers. Ultimately, you have to set the rules that are best for your family and your lifestyle. That's what you have to lead with. hands down. I am not running your life. Create Your Now is here to help you, to give you tools and strategies. You take what is useful for your family and your lifestyle. I'm not a dictator here, and I know you know that. But I think a lot of us look at things and ideas and we think, oh, I have to do exactly 100% what they say. No, you really don't. Now, there are some common sense things, right? We're not talking about like do not kill and okay, those are things that are common sense, right? But here we're talking about how you're structuring your family. How are you raising up your children? And I know I think about this because our baby is celebrating the big 1-6. Happy birthday, G-Man. I love you so much. You make this mama's heart so proud. And I know you're going to rock the world and space all at the same time. Yeah, that little man, he wants to be a good old astrophysicist, just a little, you know, FYI, which really kind of scares this mama to death because I'm like, huh, more equations. I don't think so. I remember doing a lot of that kind of stuff, but now it's like, you know, in one ear, out the other, and it was gone way, way long time ago. Talk about being a dinosaur. Oh, I'm practically a dinosaur for sure. Well, what can you do, though, to stay at the forefront? How can you really begin to engage so you're not operating in the dark ages? Well, number one, you got to be present where your child hangs out. If your child is on social media, you got to be there too. I'm just telling you like it is. Now, you don't have to be an expert, but you need to know what they see and what they hear. What is showing up in their feed? I can remember when my children started to get on to social media, it became a little bit more prevalent as they got older. So I was very blessed in that I was able to raise my children. I homeschooled them. I gave them a very, 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 very strong foundation. Now, some people would look at that lifestyle way back when we didn't have, you know, the tablets just literally in our back pockets like they do now. It amazes me in the olden times when we could go to a restaurant and not have to be dressed in masks and all of this jazz. And you would see a family sitting there and this little one, I'm talking under the age of 2, is sitting there playing with the phone and being entertained. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe that makes it a little easier. But in reality, what are you really offering that child except just a lot of tube time and their poor retinas? I mean, I can think of a lot of things, but then I also think of peace for mom just to sit there and have calmness. I get that too. So when I was able to raise my children up kind of more like in the olden days, and then technology began to advance as they got older, that was really a blessing for me as a parent. Nowadays, you have everything at your fingertips. And in actuality, I mean, come on, think about it. It is kind of scary because we can be giving our kiddos at 6 months old. They're sitting up and they got a phone in their hands. And some people joke like, oh, my child was born with a tablet. Seriously? You know, do they have an apple in their back pocket? Ha ha, get the joke? Okay, I know, I'll keep my day job. But we've got to be present where our children hang out. And so if they're on social media, you got to be there too. So when my older ones decided they wanted to get on social media, in actuality, it really was our 2 girls. And so it started with our first, and we had specific ground rules. And one thing was, if you're going to be there, mom's going to be there too. And guess what? You have to have me as your friend. I get to see everything. Now, was I that weird mom that would go on there and stalk? No, I was not. But if I needed to, oh, you better believe it, I was there. But I started that at the very beginning, from day one. Also, I had their passcodes. I know you might be rolling your eyes going, oh, but how do you get the trust factor? Well, I gave them plenty of rope. But if they broke those rules, I could shut it down in a heartbeat. And that was just something that we set in stone. And they earned that trust. And I would give them more rope, right? They could have more and more, and I would not be as present. Now, I wasn't that crazy mom, because there are those crazy moms out there. I love you, but, you know, we're sitting there being those eagle eyes trying to protect and hover. And we've got to let our kiddos live to a degree. We can't keep them in a bubble all their life, but we can be present. And that's important because we need to know what's being said, both from our child's mouth, what they're writing, what they're texting, and also from their friends. And I wanted my children to know also that they had a safe place with me, that if there was any concern, whether it was coming from them and their thoughts or whether their friends said something, I wanted them to know that they could come to me. And you know what? Believe it or not, I actually had some of their friends come to me and want to talk to me personally before they would go to their own parents. Now, that is something I took very, very seriously. But I made sure I was present. And it has to be in that good, loving, unconditional sense. Not just, oh, I'm going to be there because I want to see when you mess up. I'm laying the ground rules down and you're in trouble. That's not how I led. I was present. I wanted them to succeed. And when we're present where our children hang out and we want them to succeed, that changes the landscape completely. Number two, you got to bury assumptions and ask. You need to be curious, not a know-it-all. Hands down, you got to be curious. So you got to ask those questions. Most likely your child will learn more because they are immersed in it. So ask the questions. What does it mean to do this? You know, all those crazy TMI, for example, right? All these acronyms that are out there. I didn't know what some of them were. And as my children grew up, our older ones, they were in high school and they would sit here and rattle something off. And I'm like, you know what? When you text me, I want the whole sentence, please. Now, some people would say, no, Christiane, that's kind of strange. No, I wanted, number one, my children to speak to me in an actual full sentence and language that also encouraged them to what? For writing skills, there was a lot of hidden stuff in it. And so that's what they did. And the interesting thing is they did it with their friends too. And so it started with us. When they got their first phone and they could text, they couldn't just text anybody. We gave them permission as to who they could text and who they could give out their phone numbers to. And eventually it grew and grew and grew, but we were able to do it little bits at a time. At the same time though, when we weren't sure what was going on or situations might come up or we would hear a conversation or a sibling would come and say, you know, Mom, I'm concerned about this. We wouldn't assume, we would ask. And we would come at it again from a loving point of view, not a judgmental. It's really important that your children know that ultimately you want to see them succeed. You're not there to knock them down all the time. Now, yeah, they're going to sit there and complain. I know. I have five children. And oh my goodness, I think my complaint sentences are much more than my success sentences. But you know what? I'll take those complaints any day because they knew I was there and I was listening no matter what. I was there. Mama was going to be there. Daddy was going to be there. Be present where your child hangs out. Bury assumptions and ask. And finally, number three, be a role model for your child. You are the parent and you can do what you want. However, make sure your child sees you abiding by your own rules. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a rule that you don't take your phone to the dinner table. The kids don't do it, but you do it. Does that seem right? Not so much. Now, I know I hear you right now yelling back, but I'm the parent. I can do whatever I want. Yes, you can, in my opinion, within reason. At the dinner table, really, what is your goal there? To eat or to be on your phone? Okay, ultimately it's to eat. And probably number two, it should be to interact as a family unit. So use that time as such. Now, some people would say, well, okay, I have my kids turn off their electronics at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever it is. However you set up your family rules. And you're like, well, I'm the parent, so do I have to do that too? Well, that's something for you to decide. Now, for us with five children, it was very interesting because we had different bedtimes depending upon their ages. We had different control matters as to what type of games they were allowed to play, depending upon their ages. We had different routines, sometimes as to what they could be involved in based on their ages. And it was one of those things where sometimes our younger ones were like, well, that's not fair. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's not fair, but you're also not that age and you have a lot more learning to do. And they'd be like, complain. And guess what? We held out. Oh no, I didn't give in. Yeah, I was a pretty tough dinosaur. Still am. Yeah, I don't know what my grandchildren are going to do with me, but I love my children to death. I love them so much that I am willing to listen to their complaints because I know what I'm doing for them is good. Now, did I do everything perfect? No. But one thing I did do is I was a role model for my children. I did what I said I was going to do, or I didn't say it. If you're going to discipline your child, however you choose to discipline your child, then you need to make sure that that discipline is happening and you're consistent with it. If you say that you're going to take away 2 weeks of them driving their car, then you better be willing to follow through with it. Otherwise, don't say it. Because then your words have no value. I mean, think about that. So you've got to be a role model for your child. My children would have to put up their phones when they initially got them. We would not necessarily take them away, but it's like, okay, here, we're going to charge them here. I knew where they were, so I didn't have to worry. And I was usually the one that was up a little bit later. Hubby would go to sleep, and then I would do some work around the house, or maybe I would even go out to the 24/7 Wally World or Target or wherever to get the last minute things because I didn't want to take five children with me during the day. And so I would go out, run those quick errands to the grocery store and come back. And then I would go to bed and call it a day. But I would have those phones, everything and electronics and all of that were set in one area. Now, as the kiddos got older, we then extended it out and they were able to have them charging in their rooms, right? We gave them that permission. We expanded their boundaries, but we did it little bit by little bit by little bit. Now, even though they had to turn off their phones at a certain time, this mama did not turn off hers. I don't know about you, but my phone and my husband's phone, it's the phone, right, of the household. We didn't have home phone lines, I don't know, probably maybe when our youngest was maybe 8 years old, we finally took the home line out. So it's been at least half of his life. And so at that point, yeah, we always had our phone near us or around us, but I made sure that I wasn't distracted by it. And so if I told them their phones had to be off at 7, that doesn't mean mama turned hers off. Now, if we were eating dinner, different story. Mama's phone wasn't there unless if something was happening within the family and I needed something that was like right there urgent. But otherwise, I had the ringer on. If I needed to, I would get up and go answer the phone like you would, but I would keep it away from me. It's really important for us to model what we want our children to do. And so you need to think about what that looks like in your family as you abide by the rules that you set. And you can tell your kiddos, we told them, look, we're the parents. These are our rules. These are your rules. We have to follow these. But as you get older, you'll understand. And sometimes they didn't, and they wanted to backtalk and complain. Yeah, those complaints, I told you already. Mountains and mountains worth of complaints. But I know their heart says a lot more. And as they've gotten older, I can see it. You may feel like the days are long, but you don't have to be a dinosaur when it comes to living your everyday life. Stay at the forefront. Be current in what's happening. And if you don't know, ask somebody. I know for me, I'm always learning and it's really important to me. And sometimes my kids know more than I do. And so I ask them and it becomes a joint venture. Just yesterday, I was working with my son on editing a video. And I was like, honey, I want to do this, but it's not working. It's driving me crazy. He's like, okay, mom, here, let me show you. And so he broke it down for me. I'm like, oh, well, that was easy. Why did it work for you? I was trying it. Well, obviously, I did one step off and it wasn't working right. It was the way the program was set up. It is what it is. But you see, he was helping me. I was helping him. It goes both ways. We sometimes forget that just because we're getting older doesn't mean we cannot be teachable. We as parents, we've got to be teachable, yet we still have to be willing to set the rules. Find that balance for your family. Figure out what's going to work. And I know at times it's going to be different. And guess what? Those seasons change. And the more children you have, oh my goodness, it's hard to keep track of who's what. But you come up with the system and eventually it does all work out. So take a deep breath. You got this. And maybe you're yelling, I'm practically a dinosaur. But you know what? You're looking mighty fine as you're aging. Come on, you got this. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious and blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.